Harmonized system of classification and tariff schedules. Selecting a classification determines the duties that will be owed, but how should the organization classify its goods? For example, vitamin products could be considered medical products or food ingredients. The category that is selected can make a lot of difference in the amount of the tariff, but of course customs authorities will need to agree that the category is appropriate. Therefore, before a shipment can be assigned the proper tariff using a harmonized tariff schedule, it must first be properly classified. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the harmonized system classification codes are an internationally standardized description of goods that uses a system of numbers to provide increasingly detailed classification and descriptions. This classification system is used by 183 countries to classify goods for export and import, about 98% of world trade. This makes it a very efficient system, especially in light of the fact that previously each country had its own system. Despite what seems to be clearly differentiated classification codes, sometimes a product code may be debated between an importer and a customs officer. When an importer is unsure about the proper classification, customs will issue a binding ruling on what it thinks the correct classification should be prior to the entry of the goods. Sometimes there are situations where customs is challenged. For instance, a company that was importing superhero action figures was going to be charged the classification rate for dolls based on the customs evaluation, but they fought that ruling and succeeded in changing their classification to creature toy, which garnered a lower tariff rate. Once goods are properly classified, the next step is to determine the duty owed using a harmonized tariff schedule. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the Harmonized Tariff Schedule, HTS, as follows. The U.S. International Trade Commission's mechanism by which international tariffs are standardized. Importers and exporters classify goods moved across international borders using the harmonized system of the country of import. Then, based on this classification, the HTS is used to determine the amount of tariff they must pay. As noted in the definition, the harmonized tariff schedule uses the harmonized system classification codes in its classification of items. Note that despite the definition above, the HTS was developed and is updated every 5 years by the World Customs Organization, WCO, as part of its harmonized system of nomenclature. The U.S. International Trade Commission adopted it. Here are some important parts of the harmonized tariff schedule, HTS codes. Each product can have a code of up to 10 digits, with the first 6 digits representing the route that is maintained by the WCO. The last 4 digits are country-specific for differentiating between subcategories. These product codes are used in the entry filing documents for imports and so may be listed on the country's customs entry summary form, a commercial or pro forma invoice, packing lists, and shipping documents. Article description. The article description is the official description of the product based on the available categories of the HTS, such as creature toys. Because the HTS has categories and subcategories, it can indicate the intended use, material composition, and technical specifications. The description needs to be consistent across all documents. Unit of measure. The unit of measure could be units, pieces, volume, or weight. It is important because it needs to be the same on all documents. Errors in unit of measure can result in an incorrect duty. Duty rate. The duty rate can be based on ergo ons, meaning to all, which is also called normal trade relations, NTR. Or it can be based on preferential tariffs as a result of trade agreements if they meet origin criteria. Applying the wrong rate can result in poor cost forecasts during planning or overpayment or underpayment. The U.S. tariff schedule, for example, has a number of columns under the rates of duty heading that correspond to the classes, groupings of different countries that will be charged different duty rates for the same item. Most tariff schedules have 2, 3, or 4 columns of rates. Countries that the U.S. normally trades with are typically listed in column 1 and are now designated with the term Normal Trade Relations, NTR. Other countries with which the U.S. has free trade or bilateral agreements are often listed in the NTR column or subcolumn.